Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Church. It's Tuesday. Time for another slice of fresh bread.
We're in Daniel 11, where an angel who has come out of God's love and God's wisdom to minister to Daniel in the third year of Cyrus comes and lets him know that he has already been at work in the predecessor to Cyrus, Darius the Mede, and is now continuing to work, and he's going to tell him what all is going to happen. Well, here is his communication to Daniel. Now, remember, Daniel's been told after the 70 years of judgment and discipline are finished and the people are sent back to Israel, there's going to be times of trouble, and there's going to be continued rolling oppressive empires. Well, what Daniel is now receiving is some detailed information on what's going to happen in that 490 years, even as it is unfolding now. Well, what's going to happen in the Medo-Persian Empire? Well, here's what he says. Now I, that's the angel, will show you, that's Daniel, the truth. Behold, three more kings shall arise in Persia. So in other words, after Cyrus, there are three more significant kings. Those kings' names are Cambyses, and he will be followed by Smerdis, and he will be followed by Darius, Astyages, and they will reign, and then will come a fourth who is richer and more powerful than the others. He will then lead them into conflict, and that, of course, is Xerxes, and Xerxes will lead them into conflict. Look what he says. He says, they will arise, and a fourth richer than all of them. That's Xerxes. And when he has become strong enough through his riches, he shall stir up all against the kingdom of Greece. So he's going to make war on Greece. That's what Xerxes is going to do. Then a mighty king shall arise and shall rule with great dominion and do as he wills. And as soon as he is arisen, his kingdom shall be broken and divided into the four winds of the heaven. He is telling him that this king, Xerxes, is going to lead a battle against Greece and he's going to be defeated. That was the Battle of Salamis, where the Medo-Persian Empire is defeated by the Greeks. And when that happens, there's going to arise a great king of the Greek Empire, and that will be Alexander the Great. And then it will be divided into four kingdoms. That is exactly what happened to the kingdom of Greece. But not to his posterity. In other words, it won't be a bloodline division of the kings, but it will be divided up into key rulers and military leaders, those four empires. Not according to authority with which he ruled for his kingdom shall be plucked up and go to others besides these. In other words, everything that Alexander the Great has done will disappear, and it will be as if it had never existed, as these four rulers will divide the kingdom and will take it to differing degrees of effectiveness, discouragement, defeat, and despair. And that's what's going to happen. So just a little lesson here as we finish this paragraph of Daniel chapter 11 down to verse 4. Here's something that you see. No matter how great the power, how great the king, how rich they are, it all comes to an end, and God's kingdom is alone, that which is ruling and reigning, and God's king, which is his son Jesus, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. In the meantime, all of these kings the Lord has in his hand, and he turns them to do whatsoever he will. So devotionally today, I'd like for you to think of two things. Number one, God is sovereign over history. And he is directing the affairs of history. No matter how discouraged you might be at the moment, God is accomplishing his purposes for his glory and your good. Secondly, all of the achievements of men are given to the wind, even as Alexander the Great's kingdom was divided to the four winds and becomes nothing in comparison to what it was and will increasingly be nothing. But in the meantime, God will use it for his purposes. Well, what will he do with these four kingdoms that are left over from Alexander, who had defeated Xerxes and brought down the Medo-Persian Empire? Well, that's what we get the chance to see tomorrow on another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.